Major news, this just in.
Oxford Dictionaries have declared their word of the year. They do this every year. It's free publicity for the company, but it also gets people talking about language, so we're suckers for it.
The word of the year is vape. That's a noun referring to an electronic cigarette, or a verb for inhaling and exhaling vapor from one.
The editors at Oxford Dictionaries say vape was used twice as often this year as last. Sales of e-cigarettes have grown rapidly.
Now, members of the Morning Edition staff bring you other trendy words on the short list for Word of the Year.
Normcore, noun, a trend in which ordinary, unfashionable clothing is worn as a deliberate fashion statement.
Slacktivism, noun, actions performed via the internet in support of a political or social cause, but regarded as requiring little time or involvement.
Bae, spelled B-A-E, noun, used as a term of endearment for one's romantic partner.
Indie ref. Noun, an independence referendum like the one held in Scotland.
Bud tender, noun, a person whose job is to serve customers in a cannabis dispensary or shop.
I love this language. The Oxford Dictionaries are just one of the organizations choosing words of the year. Here are some previous favorites.
Podcast.
Selfie.
Y2K.
Locavore.
The American Dialect Society will be one of those to name a word that epitomizes 2014. It has the longest word of the year tradition. Its choice, back in 1992, actually includes an exclamation point.
Not!
That's about how the word is used. You're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm David Greene. Not!